Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Amy Mark scores. Chris Ranji is out. I think he is out climbing a greased lamp post in Philadelphia, maybe. Who knows? Well, also, speaking of being out, KMOX sports fella Matt Pauly is in the sky on his way to Jupiter, Florida,
South Florida
to report from spring training. So coming in clutch for us is Kevin Ryan's sports anchor for Fox 2 and KPLR 11. Kevin, thanks for joining us on a Super Bowl Monday.
Amy, Michael, thank you guys for having me. This is such a great opportunity. I love talking sports, so I appreciate the chance to be able to come on and chat with you guys.
Well, I know we've got a lot to get to as far as baseball goes because pitchers and catchers report tomorrow, but I do want to get your thoughts on the game yesterday because, man, the Chiefs, we were talking about this earlier, every game they played this year was close. So it was kind of like we were all relying on Chiefs magic, not necessarily on just dominant performances.
Man, speaking of dominant performances, the Eagles, man, what an incredible performance by that defense yesterday. I had rarely seen Patrick Mahomes that disheveled, that so out of sorts, for lack of a better term. And you know, maybe the game against Tampa Bay a few years back when they lost in the Super Bowl, maybe the second half against Cincinnati in the 2021 AFC Championship. Those are the only two times where I had seen Mahomes kind of as flustered as he was yesterday. And, wow, did the Eagles put on a show yesterday over in New Orleans, a dominant performance, one of the best I've ever seen from a defense in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and it also didn't translate. While Mahomes had trouble in the pocket, his receivers had a hard time grabbing the ball, even if it was in their hands.
Yeah, you know, a lot of it was because of that, how much the offensive line was pressured. I mean, he had the one interception that was thrown that the offensive lineman was ran into him because the defensive lineman was able to get up there and pressure on the offensive line. So it was really just one of those performances where you want to forget if you're Patrick Mahomes, because I think he rushed it a little bit knowing that he had to be able to fire off the football because he was being pressured by the defense so much.
One more football question before we do move over to baseball, and that is, do you think last night's game, specifically Mahomes' performance, heavily influences the Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, greatest quarterback of all time conversation? Meaning, does this hurt his legacy a little bit?
I think Patrick Mahomes, I mean, I'm not the oldest person, I'm at the right old age of 30 years old. But in watching football for most of my life, I haven't seen anyone as talented as Patrick Mahomes, who has come up so clutch as he has in big games and performed so well in big games. You're probably not going to get be the winner that Tom Brady was. Tom Brady just exemplified what it took to prepare and to be able to come through in the big moments. Super Bowls, he never really got blown out like this in a Super Bowl. He was always there for the task and won as much as anybody in NFL history. He may never get that, but in terms of body of work, Patrick Mahomes is still 29 years old, has so much more to offer. at the end of the day, he might go down as the talented, most talented ever. He may not go down as the greatest winner ever, and I think that's okay.
Well, it ended last night. That's it till next year. We'll see what happens with the Chiefs and NFL football, but on to Cardinal baseball. Can you believe pitchers and catchers report tomorrow? And this team, well, it doesn't look much different than it did last year, does it?
Oh, no. They, in fact, I don't think they've signed a major league free agent. I know they had one minor league signing this past week, but they haven't signed a major league free agent this offseason. It's kind of jarring to see the Cardinals really stand pat, not really try to improve on the club. But this is what the team told you was going to happen. They told you point blank, hey, look, we're trying to drop down on payroll. We're trying to use the youth that we have on this team and try to roll with them and see what they can do and see how they can develop and improve next year and try to build this bridge to the future. And you're seeing it in the moves that they make or the lack of moves that they have made in this offseason. Still, I'm excited to see what the younger guys can do. It's not just that they're young. They're young and they're seasoned. I mean, it's Lars Nootbaar has been around for quite a bit of years now. Brendan Donovan has had a few years under his belt. Mason Wynn now has a year under his belt. Jordan Walker, hopefully, will be able to use this offseason this spring to kind of get ready for this season, and maybe he flourishes in this new role that he has. That's the exciting part about it. I think, though, the expectation, I think you need to temper it if you're a Cardinals fan, and that's not necessarily the worst thing in the world if it means that in the future, if what they hope comes to fruition, this Heimblum generation of players that will be developed down to the minor leagues and all players will be able to help or bring in a big-time superstar in the future to help the team out and win a World Series, well, then that's something to be excited about. Maybe not in the short term, but definitely in the long term.
What about Wilson Contreras training to play first base? That can't be an easy transition.
No, and it's not. And I know that I saw a video, it was from MLB Network. I forget who the first baseman was. It was someone who transitioned, actually, who was playing the other corner over at third base, moved over to first base. And he was talking a lot about how just the differences in what you see and how to prepare and how fast the ball comes at you on a ground ball and where to be able to place your feet when you're trying to get a runner out, when the ball is being thrown to you. All those little things is something that Wilson Contreras has had to learn over the last few months. And I'm excited to see where his training has taken him, but the willingness of Wilson Contreras to be able to change positions, knowing that the Cardinals had a couple of catchers that they trusted, they wanted to develop and everything, and Ivan Herrera and Pedro Pajes, it just shows the selflessness that he has come and embraced here in St. Louis. You saw when they wanted him to become a DH instead of catching a couple of years ago, kind of threw him under the bus for some of the struggles that the Cardinals were having. But he took it in stride and continued to be professional. The last year, I thought he was excellent until before he got hurt. And then when he got hurt, that kind of stifled what was he was having a great first half to his season. He's always been a professional, and so happy that he continues to take things in stride, and certainly is a team player for St. Louis.
How much of this move of Contreras to first base is predicated on the fact that the Cardinals, we don't know exactly how competitive they're going to be. I know they said they want them to be competitive, but it is a transition year. Like, if the Cardinals were going to be very competitive this year, they wouldn't have moved Contreras, right?
Well, I mean, I think it underscores what they want to do with the players in their system. They want to be able to develop them and move them to and get them to where those younger guys are competing. And so, I agree, Amy, in a sense that yes, taking a guy who's played catcher for his entire career and moving him in one off season certainly. Shows that they may not be 100% committed to winning this year, but it also shows that maybe that there is a way that you can use Contreras in a winning situation without having him playing his natural position. Him getting to learn brings a lot of versatility to your lineup. And I think that's the main goal for the Cardinals this year, is to try to figure out how they can win on the margins if they do end up competing, rather than trying to go out there and spend a ton on free agents like they had been over the last few years.
Well, while pitchers and catchers are reporting this week, tomorrow, the rest of the team will be there shortly. And one person that will be there, wasn't expected to be there, is Nolan Arenado. What's going on there?
Yeah, you know, very odd situation there with the, you know, Mozeliak going out over the winter and saying that the Cardinals planned to trade him, and then they couldn't find any trade partners that were willing to take on that contract, or Arenado with his no trade clause didn't want to go. You know, they had that deal with Houston that fell through, and because Arenado stopped it. You know, it's a very odd situation, and one that they hope to resolve when the season comes. But as of right now, Nolan Arenado is a St. Louis Cardinal, and how that relationship is going to play out this spring, it's going to be super awkward. It might be, but you know, the fact of the matter is he still plays for the Cardinals, and you know, when he's it's like what Lars Nootbaar says, he's a professional. You know, they're two close friends. They work out together in California every off season. You know, he's a professional. He's going to be ready to go no matter what the situation is. I don't expect Arenado to stay a Cardinal all this year, whether that is at the beginning of the campaign or in the middle of the season, if the Cardinals end up not performing as well like many expect them to. But, you know, it's definitely an awkward situation there, and who knows how long this will be until this is resolved.
We're talking with Kevin Ryan, sports anchor for Fox 2 and KPLR 11. And Kevin, before we let you go, I know the St. Louis Blues are off for a couple of weeks, but they are currently in sixth place in the Central Division, and they didn't necessarily go into this break strong, even though they did have a win in a shootout in their final game. Do you see the Blues missing out on the playoffs this year?
Yeah, it certainly looks like it. Going into the season, that was definitely a possibility. A lot of the prognosticators didn't think that the Blues had the roster to be able to. They may be to compete for the postseason, but not necessarily want to make the postseason. And it certainly has played out that way. They've struggled at times this year, going on these long streaks of losing. It happened in November. It happened just recently where they lost five consecutive home games, a 5 out of 7 overall. They've just been too inconsistent to make you believe that even if they do make the postseason, there is going to be anything of note. So it certainly is trending that way. I'm interested in seeing what happens over the next month or so as the trade deadline comes. Do the Blues stand pat, or do they trade a guy like Braden Schenn, even though he has a no trade clause? He kind of gets to dictate if he does get traded where he wants to go. It's been, you know, one of those deals for the Blues where, you know, the inconsistent play has kind of burned them, and now they're in a situation where they've had been the last couple of years where a lot of teams are looking at their players trying to see if they can add to their teams going into this playoff run.
He is Kevin Ryan's sports anchor for Fox 2. You can also catch him on KPLR 11. Kevin, thank you for joining us this morning.
I'm super grateful. Thank you so much for the opportunity, and I hope to be able to talk to you guys soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Kevin Ryans. Hey, Michael, you haven't run into Kevin at Fox 2 on Sunday morning,
have you? I
haven't.
We have different times
Different
together.
Schedules?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
They've got some knowledgeable sports folks over there.
They do. Good work over at Fox 2. Of course, Hancock and Kelly on Sunday mornings with Andy Banker. He is Michael Kelly. I'm Amy Mark Scores. It's the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX.